Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Boggs, and I want to welcome you as we journey together through healing the heart. Okay, everyone, I am excited because you're going to get to hear from a real life testimony of what performance orientation looks like, feels like, and it's been an aha moment because I have with me
John Murray. I do all of our video shooting and editing here at Living Waters, and it's been a blessing because I've been able to actually, you know, do my own little healing as I'm behind the camera, just taking things in and going, oh, that sounds like me. That's it, man.
I know it. I love it. It's real. Okay. So here I am teaching on this today, and it's hitting right in where it needed to hit with John. And I said, come on, we're going to talk about it. Yeah. So John, you know, I was talking about performance orientation is an internal structure that's developed as a child.
Right.
Okay. And it's when a parent is not affirming, whether they're either not in the home affirming or they're too preoccupied or whatever, not affirming. And so you kick into performing in order to get that much needed affirmation.
Right.
Talk about it.
You were speaking on, you know, making lists. And I was like, oh, just making lists because I need lists to function. And to an extent, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But it definitely resonated when you were like, I used to, you know, do something and then I'd write it down on the list so I could check it off. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do that.
We actually do it.
And just feeling restless all the time. Even, you know, we try to take a day of rest every week on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And even during that day, it's supposed to be shut your brain off and stop thinking about work, focus on family, focus on God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to do that. It's like, even as much as I try to just be like, nope, today's for family, today's for God.
Yeah.
My brain's just still like in the background running, going, actually, we could, you know, tomorrow when it's time to work, we could do this or we could do that.
Yeah.
And even as much as you're talking about, what was the word you were saying as far as checking things, checking numbers, checking.
You're measures, counting and measuring.
Counting and
always
measuring.
Counting and measuring. Yeah.
That's like, I just thought I was an analytics guy. I like to see, I just want to see the numbers. I just like to see what's happening. But truly, I'm looking for, it's honestly a high. I'm looking for this high of like, like you said, the high and the low. Now I forgot to tell you that.
High.
That resonated too. I'm like, oh my goodness, I like living these highs.
High.
My videos are performing well. If you don't know, we do social media, and that's where how we make money. So when the videos are performing really, really well, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're on top of the world. Look at this. And then they go back down because that's just the way that the nature of social media.
It is.
And then it's, oh, man, our videos aren't doing good. And we got to get them back up. And even things that before we started social media, I'm like, if we could just get 50,000 people, that would be amazing. That would just be crazy. Once we hit 50,000, it was like, oh, if we could just get 100,000.
Exactly.
And it just really opened my mind up to how even celebrities in the world are like, they're just depressed. And you're like, but Jay, they have everything. And it's like, no, because what happens is they're, there's just, that isn't good enough anymore.
Exactly.
And it's really resonated. I'm like, okay, that's, it's not healthy.
And this is something I have said to some of those leaders, high profiles.
Right.
When's enough enough? When is enough enough? Because the reality is, if you're performance oriented, you're not even aware of it, that enough is never enough. Okay? You can't even celebrate because you're going to the next thing, trying to do the next thing to get the next high. Okay? And it is, you know, and I talk about the book, we're going to say it, it's an adrenaline rush. Okay? The high. But then you look at the numbers, and then if they go down, see. Now, because why would it be an extreme high and low? Well, it's the continual need for an affirmation that you never had, okay? A voice you never heard. Talk about your own childhood. Was there a time when you didn't hear affirmation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so my dad, when I was 8 years old, left.
Yeah, okay.
For 5 years.
Okay.
Grateful that he returned and came back. I think the Lord's moved in him.
Yes,
grown
I'm
him,
sure.
Through that
I'm
time.
I'm sure.
But it obviously left a had a big impact on a, you know, 8-year-old boy all the way up into his early teens.
Yes.
And even after that, obviously, because, you know, there was a bond that wasn't formed there during those years. So even that relationship after that was still not what it was supposed to be.
All right. I'm going to give one key in here. Everybody, I hope, is processing, because you were processing it. You're like, ah! And then you came on. Okay. And you're saying key things you don't even know that you're saying, but this is it. Between the age of 9 and 12, okay, if there is a void of affirmation, it sets up a way to cope. Your coping skills are established between 9 and 12.
Wow.
So everybody needs to think, oh, what was going on in my life between 9 and 12?
Right.
Yeah. And if you can let the Lord take you back in time, okay, and even feel that pain, what it was like. He's not there. Now, he came back, and that's awesome. But the pain between 8 years old, 12 years old, okay, that pain, okay, can still be there until we're touching it today.
Right.
You didn't know you were coming.
Didn't know.
You didn't know you were coming to have the pain touch. But the Holy Spirit of God did it.
Yeah.
And we're capturing it as it happens.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
If Living Waters has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, you can give on our website, livingwatersministry.com/donate, or text any amount to 84321. We have additional resources for you to continue on your journey to healing in our online bookstore. You can click the link in description.